It's something about doing something that you know you're not supposed to do that makes it so fun to do. I think that rush, that adrenaline, that euphoric kind of like high that I get when I'm doing something I know I'm not supposed to be doing. Like that feeling got me in the chokehold, like real bad. The idea of doing something that some might consider dangerous or risky. I do not be running from trouble. I think that's a problem. I did have a conversation with, if you guys recall, the episode where I spoke with mental health therapist Brittany, and I kind of talked about my extreme behavior. But I think that kind of, for me, that does it. Like, I think that's what makes me the type of kinky person that I am, the experimentalist side of me, because I really be wanting to just try shit. And yeah, I get like an adrenaline rush, like instantly, like, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm finna do it anyway. Matter of fact, I might do it twice. Like, that shit be so fucking fun.
It's your freak hostess, Jody, and you're tuned into Provocative.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I will marry a nigga off some dick because everything else we can work on.
Then I have sporadic periods of excessive masturbation. I really like how that just sounded. If I fuck you once and it's good, I'm gonna keep fucking you. Cause I didn't start sucking dick until college.
Blew in that man's butthole. That shit is wicked. That shit is.
I think I act this way because I'm a kinky person. I'm also an extreme person. So I guess we're just gonna talk a little bit about my personality and how that kind of translates into sex. Because we definitely did those BDSM episodes. And y'all kind of got a sense of where I fall on the spectrum. Definitely super kinky, but I have a lot of different kinks. So we gonna talk about that today. So I've said this on an episode before. There are over 100 episodes, so I'm pretty sure I said this somewhere, where I kind of like the idea of having someone consistent but inconsistently. Like the tug on emotions that I feel with that, where it's like, okay, what's going on? Like, I see this person at this time and then I don't see them. And, you know, just kind of like that pull of emotions because it's not consistent. So there's no opportunity to get bored with that because it's not consistent. I love the idea of inconsistency, consistency. That's what it is. Sorry, I'm a little high. We'll also touch on that as well, because high sex for me, I think, is like amazing. I think it's top tier. That probably falls into the experimentalist extreme side of me as well, because I definitely think that when I am high, I get super extreme as well. Like, I think because the way my body feels when I'm high is like, oh, I hear things a little bit more sensitive. Like all my senses are heightened and they're super sensitive. So it's like, okay, the things that I taste, the things that I hear, the things that I see, what I feel, all of it just feels like it's at a higher level, literally. So it's like regular sex becomes amazing sex if you're high. And amazing sex is like, all right, now it's like otherworldly. We could be fucking on Mars somewhere and that's how this feels type shit. So I feel like it just takes it to the next level. But I think about, again, the things that I've done. My best experiences have always been something where it's like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be doing this. And I think also because I'm that person that technically does not have to, even though I have a really high sex drive, I don't have to have sex every day. However, when I do have sex, I want it to be amazing. So I'm cool with once a week or once every other week, or I'm cool with fewer sessions if they're super extreme, which might be, you know, problematic because, again, on that episode with Brittany, she talked about, like, I think she used the term cognitive distortion, where it's like an all or nothing mentality. And I have that really bad. Like, I either absolutely care so much or I don't care at all. There's no real balance for me. And that translates directly into my sex life because it's very imbalanced. And I even get a kick out of, and I get aroused by the thought of it being that extreme. I'm listening to this audiobook. Y'all, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I already talked about how I talked about how I was listening to The Art of Seduction. I am done with The Art of Seduction. I am listening to a book called Existential Kink. And what I like about the book is that it talks about how you can use kink in a way that you get aroused by everything in life. Like the good stuff, the bad stuff, like life is just a constant opportunity for arousal. And I love the idea of looking at life that way. Like life is literally sex and sex is life. So that means that when things are going bad, you can still find pleasure in that. And I like the idea of that because that's like some kinky shit to think about. Like, think about the people that are sadists or masochists and they want to feel bodily harm, or they want to be choked, they want to be spanked. That is something that is causing physical pain and you're finding pleasure in that. So if you just apply it to overall life, where there could be things that emotionally are not going right, and you can still take pleasure in that. Like, I really think everyone's overall quality of life would increase because now you're just an overall happier person. Like, you're able to take pleasure in so many things. And I think a very pleasurable life is a very good life, a very happy life. At least that's what it means for me. I'm a pleasure advocate. Like, I think everyone should experience pleasure. But I don't know, like, I know when I'm listening to this book, it resonates so much with me because, again, I think about where I want to go on this sex and kink journey. And then I read these books and I take in this information. And I am someone who makes a lot of things about sex. I do exude sexual energy, whether or not I'm intentionally trying to exude sexual energy. And I think it's because I'm doing or sitting in that energy. So I'm going to continue to produce that energy, right? Like, what I have inside of me will be without me, and what's outside of me will be inside of me, if that makes sense. But I say all this to say, I don't think I'm gonna change that about me. I think I'm gonna be like 50 and 60 and still like doing naughty things, which is like hilarious to me. But also I love that for me. Like, I don't mind being somebody's like freaky ass grandma. I don't mind that one bit. I don't take shame in that, especially because for a majority of my life, I did feel shame. I did feel sexual shame. And now I'm at a point where I feel amazing about the things that I do. So even if it's seen as bad or seen as something I shouldn't be doing, I still find good in that. I find good in that. I accept it for what it is. I own my actions, right? I think that because I don't have shame and I'm proud of my extremism when it comes to sex, that shit feel like a roller coaster, like the best kind. You know, like you go to a theme park and it's just that one roller coaster you want to just keep getting on over and over again. It's still fun every single time. That's how I wanna feel about sex. That's how I wanna feel about life. I have some new things coming really soon. If you're listening to this, then it is the month of the Never Ever Met airing. It will air on April 19th, featuring yours truly on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And yeah, I'm super excited. Your girl finna be a reality TV star. That is insane. and I've been sitting on that news for a little minute. The people in my close friends probably knew that it was coming sooner than others, but they still didn't all the way know what was going on. I just kind of hinted at there's something that's about to happen, and I'm really excited. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to Revocative, and that's all I got. Bye.
Before you go, I want to remind you to embrace your inner hoe. Thank you for tuning in to Provocative, and don't forget to follow us on all streaming platforms. Happy hoeing. PROHOEDOCATIVE. Spelled with the word hoe, because deep down, we all got some hoe in us. And this is your safe space to be unapologetically provocative.
Oh, is my ground too masculine?
Put the nigga in missionary. Yeah.
What?